Hello, thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Philippians chapter 3 today, verses 4 through 9. That's Philippians 3, verses 4 through 9. Paul says, though I myself have reason for confidence in the flesh also, if anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith. You have to understand Paul's lifestyle before he came to Christ, before he became a Christian, to really understand the depth of what he's saying here. Paul had spent his whole life, from his childhood on, striving to become righteous in the eyes of God. He wasn't just a Jewish person that believed in God. He wanted to become righteous in the eyes of God, and he went through all the steps that his religion taught him he was to do. He actually was circumcised on the eighth day. Of course, he didn't make that choice, but his parents did. And he was of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews. And as to the law, he became a Pharisee, a teacher of the law, and one who lived to the ultimate end, if you will, of the law. He even said, he goes, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. He goes, there wasn't anybody that could find anything against me when it came to the law. And about, do you want to talk about zeal? He goes, I persecuted the church because I was striving for a righteousness that came through my effort. He said, but now I throw it all away. All those years of study and hard work and legalism, I chuck it all now. I consider it rubbish. He said, if anybody has a reason to have confidence in the flesh, I challenge you to find anybody that had more reason to have confidence in the flesh than myself. But he said, I have given it my best shot, and now I realize that was a waste of time, and I throw it all away, and I put my full faith in Jesus Christ. You see, Paul wrote this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. He said, for our sake, God made him, Jesus, to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Now, folks, in order to really understand the depth of what this is saying, I need to break that passage down for you for a second to help you see it. He made him who knew no sin, Jesus who had no sin, become sin. How did Jesus become sin? Because it happened as God put man's sin on Jesus. In other words, the Bible uses the word he imputed to him our sin. Jesus never sinned, but our sin was put on Jesus and he became sin so that we might become the righteousness of God. Oh, how do we become righteous? The same way Jesus became sin. Have we ever done anything righteous? No. Are we righteous? Not in and of ourselves. Then how do we become righteous? In the same way, God puts his righteousness on us. He imputes Jesus' righteousness to us. In the same way in which our sin, the sin of the whole world, was put on Jesus, Jesus' righteousness is now put on us who respond in faith to Jesus Christ. Folks, you want Christ's righteousness, not yours. You don't want your own righteousness. You want Jesus' righteousness. And Paul said, I strove my whole life, up through my whole growing up years, even to my early adulthood, to become righteous. I worked hard, and I was one of the best at it. And I challenge you to find anybody that was better at it. But I count that all as rubbish now, that I might know Christ and his righteousness, because that's the only righteousness that matters before God, and that's the only righteousness there is. And so, folks, today I want to challenge you. Is your full faith in Jesus Christ? Now, I was never like Paul, but I spent my whole childhood as well trying to be righteous in God's eyes. I've striven to be pure and holy, and there's nothing wrong with living good lives, but I was still trying to earn God's favor. Oh, I had put my faith in Jesus Christ, but I was still trying to make him happy with me and trying to earn his approval and by the righteous deeds of my own. And now I understand that my salvation righteousness is through Jesus alone, and my sanctification righteousness comes through Jesus alone. I count all the effort that I put in as a child as rubbish. I have my faith now alone for everything in Jesus. I hope you do too. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.